Now, this evening, the government is expected to unveil the plan for reopening the country. And as we've been hearing, while it's anticipated that shops and hairdressers and gyms will reopen relatively quickly from next week, the sticking point will be the hospitality sector. Neffet is reported to be saying that if restaurants and other hospitality providers reopen, then visits to people's homes should be limited to one other household. Professor Mary Horgan is consultant in infectious disease and president of the Royal College of Physicians, Ireland. Professor Horgan, good morning.
Good morning, Mary.
Now, you work at the Coalface in CUH in Cork. Your COVID numbers there are low. Nationally, though, numbers are far from the 50 to 100 that Neffet had wanted. So in this balancing act now, as we reopen the country, where do you land?
Well, I really welcome the government's analysis of the data that's out there, both from the HSE and the CSO, because the decisions that are being made have huge impacts on us individually, on lives and livelihoods. So I will be really interested to hear what the government will do and whether they open the hospitality sector, given that, I suppose our experience has been during the summer is that it is a controlled environment. It is independently monitored. And I suppose we probably all need to understand from Neffet and from the government what the base of the decisions are made on, and what, I suppose, where outbreaks occur in the Irish context as opposed to the international context.
And you think we've lacked that level of information up to now, do you?
I've always pushed for a forensic analysis of the data on where outbreaks actually happen, why they're happening. And if we understand that, then we can understand how we can break the chain of infection. And I think that's really, really important, that real-time data, that real-time public health surveillance, so that we can, really stop the chain and open up the economy again.
And hospitality covers such a broad spectrum, restaurants, hotels, dry pubs, wet pubs, the gastro pubs that serve food. Do you draw distinctions there between one as against the other?
Well, clearly there was distinctions drawn when the restrictions were lifted over the summer, when wet pubs were the last to be opened. It's certainly easier to control restaurants and gastropubs from what I can see, with respect to wet pubs, and particularly in winter months and with a lot more gathering around Christmas, I think that is more challenging to do.
I think people are very concerned now about Christmas because they're starting to think ahead. They're starting to plan their Christmas and their family gathering. You would share this yourself. What are you going to do? Do we gather one or more household? And there's advice around not sitting for too long around the table, not all gathering in the kitchen, not sitting in the living room in a warm environment watching television. There's a lot to navigate around this.
There is a lot to navigate, and I suppose, firstly, I personally think my Christmas this year is going to be different. I think it's the same for most other people. I think I start planning now, planning responsibly. How many are going to be sitting around the table, ensuring that anyone who comes that is in a vulnerable group, and we all know who vulnerable groups are: older relatives, those with chronic diseases. That we need to make sure that we have them in a safe environment, that if anyone is sick in the house, that they don't go visiting anyone else, depending what the restrictions are. But start planning now. Start managing the expectations of the people that you want to have in your home or who you want to visit. It's really, really essential. And I suppose the good news is that there will be good news in 2021 with more vaccines, better treatments and all of that. So this Christmas will be different, but it still is going to happen, but in a different way.
Yeah, I want to talk to you some more about vaccines. And before I do, let's hear Dr. Mike Ryan from the WHO. He was talking yesterday. He said so many vaccine solutions have never been developed so quickly in the history of the planet. They need to be added to the existing toolkit, he said, to fight the virus.
vaccines by themselves do not equal zero COVID. I believe what can equal zero COVID is if we add vaccines to our continued vigilance on physical distancing and mask wearing and other things. Can an addition of vaccines with that vigilance by individuals and communities result in not having lockdowns? I believe so. Lockdowns are essentially a failure of control. Vaccine is a massive tool for control. If we add vaccines to our continued vigilance as a society, then I think we can get to control that does not involve highly disruptive lockdowns, because that's what's really affecting people, is the restrictive measures that shut down society. People lose access to education, lose access to healthcare, lose access to their social networks, and all of the trauma, mental health and otherwise, that comes with that dislocation in our society. Will vaccines result in an absolute zero in COVID? That remains to be seen in terms of whether we can eradicate or eliminate this virus.
Dr. Mike Ryan there, Professor Horgan. Not a game changer, but very important in the toolkit to fight COVID.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. It's an additional tool alongside our individual and collective personal behaviours that will control this virus. The promise of virus and the vaccination implementation programme within the country is a really important tool, in addition to more rapid ways of testing and breaking the chains of transmission. So it's not just one thing that will it isn't vaccine that replaces everything else. It's vaccination in addition to our personal behaviours, in addition to rapid testing, and in addition to really important public health surveillance that is real time, so that we can intervene very quickly.
Professor Mary Horgan, thank you very much.